welcome to the Railway News Roundup sponsored by CTM, the industry's first integrated competency management and training marketplace. Rail companies are looking at using volunteers to police social distancing on platforms ahead of anticipated travel chaos during the Christmas getaway. An article in the Daily Telegraph says industry sources said plans are being considered to mobilise volunteer marshals for stations and platforms to deal with the expected surge in passengers. It comes after concerns that the narrow 5-day window for Christmas travel, combined with reduced train services, could lead to overcrowding on carriages and platforms as people try to get away to see loved ones. West Coast Partnership has announced a research tie-in with the University of Leeds, with an investment worth more than £1 million to deliver advancements in high-speed rail. The university and WCP will also collaborate on the launch of the Institute for High-Speed Rail and System Integration. When fully operational, the Institute will be capable of simulating the conditions found on busy rail networks, the findings of which will play a key part in the shaping of HS2 services. Demand for travel in England spiked yesterday following the end of the national lockdown, according to an article in The Independent. It says that Transport for London said 760,000 journeys were made on the London Underground network yesterday from the start of service until 10 a.m. Meanwhile, today sees a return of Grand Central and Hull train services following the temporary suspension during the lockdown. Finally, in rays of purple, light will beam from railway stations across the country today as the rail industry joins the global hashtag Purple Light Up movement and celebrates the contribution of disabled people around the world. Some of the Network Rail's most iconic stations, including London Waterloo, London Liverpool Street, Bristol Temple Meads and Leeds, will be lit up in the international recognised colour for disability to highlight the railway's commitment to diversity and inclusion. That's it from today's roundup. For latest in rail news, visit railbusinessdaily.com.